No, you've heard of dog shaming, right?
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, it was big a little...
Oh, no, you're laughing.
Yeah, see, this goes back to my childlike qualities that I just... Anything dog picture related, I immediately... I sent you the link. I immediately just start laughing. Mm-hmm. They're not even that funny.
Okay.
It's just... It's the fact... Dogs are incredibly expressive because we make, because our own like human nature makes them or makes their faces and everything else. Like we create the situation for them on their face. So
yeah,
it just always cracks me up. And this site just, it was really big, I'd say about a year ago.
Okay.
So basically, if your dog does something wrong,
I'm going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. So you get, I mean, you get the ones that are like, you know, the dog did something bad. You know, they did something a dog does. But I just found this, the one about a dog not being able to balance a checkbook, incredibly irrational and unacceptable. And.
Yes.
That was, I mean, you know. I like laughing, but I was in tears when I saw that one.
Right.
Just, well, I mean, how impractical is that? The dog can't speak, let alone understand numbers.
Right.
So to add the absurdity of, well, it can't balance a checkbook, I just lost it. I don't know. No, and Elise just looks at me like I'm borderline retarded for laughing at this stuff.
Well, you are.
Guess what's back? It's the audio experience. Yeah, we're taking the name. So.
We're stealing the name from ourselves, basically. Yes.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Because fuck that other thing.
I don't know if we actually. It's ours to take. Ours to. You know, I don't know how that works. Was everything copywritten by the other site?
I don't know.
Or trademarked? We should look into that.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember when John Fogerty got sued for ripping off himself?
No. What's that about?
Yeah. John Fogerty, the lead singer of Creedence Clearwater. Uh-huh. They broke up in 71, maybe? Mm. And he went on to do a solo career. And one of his songs from a solo album sounded exactly like a Creedence Clearwater song. And he got sued for essentially ripping himself off. But he was able to prove in court that, you know, your voice can't really change all that much, and the way you strum your guitar doesn't really change all that much. And, you know, it wasn't really intentional ripping off. But this is just intentionally ripping off word for word. So
yeah, I think ours would be. Ours is just reclaiming. We're repossessing it.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
Yeah. So
there you go.
I think to reintroduce everybody, that's Dusty, like usual. I'm Jeremy. So in a year or two, we'll reintroduce Eric to the show, and everything. Everything will be just like it was, but I was thinking about this today when we decided to start this gig back up. You realize we were on the forefront of all this podcasting stuff?
Yeah, we innovated all of this.
No one did this sort of thing.
Right.
And for those who don't know, real quick, we used to both write for Pro Wrestling Torch, the site, and then we also started, what were they called? I mean, we called ours the Audio Experience, but were they right. Audio updates?
Well, I remember, actually.
Oh, okay.
I remember this clearly. It was your idea, because I don't know if Wade did this for you, but he came to me and offered the opportunity to do a weekly audio with, like, him and Caldwell or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do that. So I kept dragging my feet on answering him on it. And, like, a few days later, you came to me with the idea. So he must have come to you with a similar option. And you must have similarly not wanted to do it. And this was your alternative.
No. The name jarred me. It was Caldwell, I don't go to the Torch anymore. And that's not like a dickish thing. It's just I don't see the need to go there anymore. With .net right. and the Observer and all that stuff. But I remember asking you. I remember us saying, "Cool, let's do that." And then I remember you mentioning that thing with about James and Wade hitting you up. But I think it was James was hitting everybody up who was the lounge, and then they turned it into the Specialists.
Yep.
Which is still a deuce chill name. Ugh.
Terrible.
And it's all coming back to me. And then I remember telling James, yeah, Dusty and I are going to do a show. And he goes, "Hey, did you not get my email?" And I'm like, "No, what are you talking about?" He had sent me an email asking me if I wanted to do an audio show about something. What, I don't know. And I was like, "Man, I never saw your email. I never got it." So then we started doing it. And I remember we had no idea what we were doing. And no one helped us. Which to this day still pisses me off. He wanted a product for his site, and I went and I emailed him, asked him what we should do, and he told me to ask this person. Well, the person I was supposed to ask was Caldwell, and he was mad at me for apparently either ignoring his emails or just not getting back to him. So we got no help whatsoever.
Right.
Oh. And that first show, I my hard drive crashed. I don't have it any longer. I don't have like the first. I don't have any of that old Audio Experience stuff from the site, from the Torch, which sucks.
Okay.
Do you remember us? You remember how bad that was?
It was murderous. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I had my old flip cell phone, and I had a microphone going from my computer, like one of those old stick mics, going from my computer, and I leaned it onto the mouthpiece or the speaker of the phone. So I had to lean over, talk into that, and then have the microphone record the mouthpiece.
I remember that.
And it sounded like garbage.
It did.
What pisses me off about that part, though, is... Oh, no, go ahead.
We still got praise for it. That was the thing that I really took with me. People still liked it, even though it was deplorable and you couldn't hear anything. They liked the content because it was so different. So that was nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess static and garbled sound was different content. Because maybe I'm being too harsh on it. But it was just...
It was really, really bad.
Okay, yeah. Just a nightmare. I remember... See, I don't remember that. I remember the people complaining, going, "It's embarrassing. This is on the site."
There was a lot of that.
And that's what made me mad, though. Like, people thought we wanted it to sound like that.
Right.
It was like, yeah, do you honestly think that we would go, "You know what? This works. This is great." I was seriously thinking about that today, though, like in anticipation of doing this.
Yeah.
We were at the forefront of all that stuff.
Yes, we were.
And we're never going to get credit for any of it.
No.
We're just going to be...
It was really cool. Like, little by little, we were pushing the boundaries, seeing what we could get away with.
Oh, boy, did we get away with a lot.
It was a really neat
time. Yeah, yeah, because...
We did, because no one paid attention to us.
Yeah, especially when we would accuse people of doing, like, doing drugs or being drug addicts on a weekly basis. And I don't mean, like, how we finally developed, like, the allegedly stuff, but I mean just flat out saying, this guy is a drug addict.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Ashley Massaro is a crack whore.
Oh. I remember the first couple For times example. That you and Eric would do that. It would be her, yeah. Not Beulah. Who was the other ECW chick? Francine. And then Kurt Angle was always a good target.
Yep.
And I just remember either you or Eric would pull that line out, and I'd be stunned on the other end. Like, I don't think we should be saying this. And do you remember?
Wayne
you know,
isn't listening. Caldwell's not listening.
Yeah. No, none of the other people on the Torch listen to that stuff. Not one. All the people in command. It's a classic. The captain doesn't know what his crew's doing.
That's exactly right.
And it, but there was one time though. I remember, I was talking about working at Taco Bell on one of the shows, or working with a Taco Bell at the movie theater. And I remember Wade specifically pointing it out, saying, "Yeah, Jeremy's story about taking meat out of a bag was really gross." And I went, "Oh no." So wait a minute, they're listening to this now?
Oh, no! You know somebody told him, you gotta listen to these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Suddenly they're not talking through a shoebox connected to a string. You can make out what they're saying, and it's awful.
And what they're saying is deplorable garbage about people.
Yeah, and
just
and it,
slandering everyone.
Well, were you on with the Lenny Lane cruise or something?
I was there, but it was you two talking about it, and I was just laughing in the background. Well, yeah,
I remember distinctly saying Lenny Lane is going to rape one of the kids.
Yeah,
and I didn't hear a peep out of the two of you, and I'm like, uh-oh, did I finally say something too far? Like,
I threw off the headset and started laughing.
just very quickly said no. All right, and try to move the subject on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this an advertisement for the Torch, but we had some interesting conversations that had to do with wrestling, and
yes,
you know. Until Eric brought up the time that he was accused of raping somebody. Well, all right, I'm sorry. Eric wasn't accused of raping somebody, but he was an intern, I believe, at the newspaper, and they used his like employee photo for the photo for a rape.
Yes.
Which to an outside
that is
person.
Kind of mistake to make, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, but from the outside, it's like, that's hilarious, but I couldn't imagine. And that picture is still floating around there, too.
Yep.
There's that picture, and then the picture of you with the Repo Man mask on.
That son of a bitch.
That's a great, great picture. Yeah, I was so mad when my hard drive crashed. Yes. But did you know that you can actually your external hard drive can actually go bad on you?
I didn't.
Yes. Well, yes, they do.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, this was last year or something like that, and it's just I plug it in and it powers up, but all I hear is this sound. It was actually the disc like getting. Like the laser that, you know, obviously reads the data was actually grinding onto the hard disk. it was damaged beyond, and I'm like, how does this happen? He goes, well, it is mechanical, so it can go bad after a while. I'm like, but isn't an external hard drive there so that you have a backup? It shouldn't go bad.
That was mine. Yeah.
Yeah. See, oh yeah, man, I've lost, right. I lost that. I lost a bunch of stuff. All the stuff from WrestleMania 23.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, pictured. I mean, I'm talking every single one of the old audios. A bunch of the Stunt Granny ones too, from the beginning too. So, okay. I don't know if you guys. I don't know if I keep forgetting to ask if any of you guys have those, but.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Torch still has in their archives.
Yeah. So, I wonder if
there's any reason to subscribe to Torch, it's to go into the archives section and get our old audios.
Well, you know what? Does your VIP access still work?
Absolutely does.
Does it really? Wow.
I check it once a week just to make sure.
That's crazy. Because I forgot my password, so I haven't gone back. But
yeah.
But yeah, so. Yeah. Ow. But anyways, the whole point of this is Dusty and I started something that now is a business for everybody else. It's just really annoying.
And we made $0 off of it, and no one remembers any of it. And yeah, but we know what we did.
Yeah, it's that's a good point. Well, we did get to go to WrestleMania 23 for an abbreviated price. And well, you didn't go to Orlando with us, but we got that for an abbreviated price as well. And then after that, we started Stunt Granny. Still thinking we could have got some more stuff paid for from the Torch, but what are you gonna do? But kind of saw the writing on the wall. But so, anyways, here's our stuff, and this is the show where we do whatever we want. That's kind of what we're building up to. So before we started, we were talking about LeBron James. It's the big news story, unless you count the World Cup. I enjoy watching, and we're going to call it soccer. Now that the World Cup's over, we're going to go back to calling it soccer. I enjoy watching it, but...
We're going to go back to calling it the thing we don't watch in this country.
Yeah, see, I don't... Like, Kevin, I know, is a big fan of it. He knew a lot of these guys, so most of my knowledge comes from him, like saying, this guy's one of the best guys in the world. I'm like, okay, so when they play the games, I look for him. And I'm like, well, he scored, so I guess that makes him better than everybody else. But,
right.
Yeah. But no, but really the big story is the LeBron James stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm shocked that he went back to Cleveland when it started up the rhetoric started up that he was. Cleveland and Miami were the final two. I kind of figured he was going back to Cleveland. Because why would you even entertain Cleveland as an offer if you weren't going to go back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wouldn't that make him a bigger dick for just teasing Cleveland again and not go back?
Well, it depends. I have to say, a lot of this stuff was media created. All the people who said he's going back to Cleveland didn't know, because he didn't even tell Cleveland's owner until the day he made the decision. So no one knew for sure. It was all just talk and gossip. And so no one knew for sure what he was going to do, and he never really gave any solid inclination that he was going back to Cleveland. So a lot of it was just wishful thinking. But it would have crushed Cleveland's fans, for sure, to have their emotions toyed with two times now.
Okay. You're absolutely right. The only part, and it's not even a disagreement. They got their emotions toyed with before, but then you also said that it was a media creation. So it's kind of like, don't they kind of deserve it? Like, if he...
Absolutely.
I mean, how dumb are you? It's like your ex-girlfriend saying, just let me sort some things out. She's not sorting anything out.
Right?
So
she's gone, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron James basically broke up with Cleveland, was fucking some other girl in Miami, and then got tired of her and was like, I'll go back to those Northeast Ohio hoes. I mean...
Yeah, I'll go back to my Northeast Ohio wife. She's sitting there waiting for me. The sex isn't as good, but it's comfortable. So.
Damn it. The use of my new thing. I swear I'm getting Alzheimer's or all. Is it Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's? Whatever. I think it's
pronounced Alzheimer's, but there's a Z in it.
Yeah.
So.
The English language at its finest. But, yeah, I just lost my train of thought on that one. But yeah, I swear to God, there's no like memory loss or anything that I know of in my family. But I swear, I forget things on a moment's notice now. So, anyways, but it's like if the fans of Cleveland would have been like let down and gotten angry again if he would have gone back to Miami, it's really no one's blame. Well, see, that's what I was kind of getting at. I guess that's kind of weird to me. Like, L.A. kept saying that they were talking to Melo. They're Carmelo. Any team that was trying to get Carmelo Anthony is just kind of stupid. The guy doesn't win anything.
Right.
He doesn't make his team any better. So,
no, he's a classic number two or number three guy. But he keeps getting paid like a number one guy. So... I don't understand the obsession with him at all.
Even in my limited basketball knowledge, you're exactly right. Yes.
Yep.
He won. Mm-hmm. Didn't he win at Syracuse, right? His first year, and then went to the pros.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So he was really good in college. He seems to be a pretty good player. But, and I don't have this, like usual, we don't know what we're going to talk about, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he took, the Nuggets, right, to the playoffs?
Yes.
But that was only, one time? Two times?
One or two, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Now, who did he play for? Has it only been Denver and New York?
Yeah, because when his contract was about to expire, he decided he wanted to go to New York. The smart move would have been to just wait for the end of the season and then sign with New York, but he forced their hand and forced him to trade for him, and New York ended up giving up a significant chunk of their roster to get him. So he ended up hurting himself by forcing the trade and going to a worse team than he could have by waiting a couple months. So he's an idiot on top of it.
Oh, you know what? Never even thought of that. Yeah. He could have just...
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Well, all right.
Yeah, he could... Yeah.
Yeah, well, he he's an idiot, but then also, wasn't that the time Isaiah Thomas was the president of the Knicks? I mean, I'm guessing. Okay. So, that's just another in a line of bad moves that Isaiah made for the Knicks. And
absolutely.
Yeah. But at the same time, when Jeremy Lin, you think of whatever you want of him as a player. When Carmelo Anthony was out, Jeremy Lin went off.
Yes.
And they won, 13 of 14 games? And then as soon as Carmelo Anthony shows up, they suck again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's really a case of, well, there you go. What more do you want?
Right.
And they haven't won since.
Right.
So I don't understand the fascination, and I was hoping to get some insight from you, but you seem to agree wholeheartedly.
No, it might have been better for him to go to the Lakers because they still have Kobe. But Kobe's on the decline, so he would have been asked to pick up the slack for Kobe, so it would have been the same thing where he's expected to produce like a number one. The Bulls with Derrick Rose might have been a better fit, but Derrick Rose is never healthy. So basically, he just went where there was more money, which is all he really cares about anyway.
Well, you know, with basketball, isn't it all you should care about for the most part? I mean, everything's guaranteed. I mean, well, nah, I take that back, because even LeBron James took less money to go to the Heat all those years ago.
Yeah, he took less money to be with his friends and win titles. So it just depends on your mindset, I guess. I'm never going to fault a guy for taking the money.
Nope.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm not going to fault a guy for wanting to go win or taking money. Yeah. You know?
Right.
So
that was huge. But LeBron was painted to be such a villain 4 years ago. But he took less money and gave up significant stats because Bosh and Wade are great, you know, in order to win championships. It was the ultimate team thing to do.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, well, I think is this kind of like this in every sport, especially a trying to feel like, I guess it'd be different in baseball, but in basketball, one, two, three guys obviously make a gigantic difference.
So he
had to go to Miami and not only share money, you know, take less money. And yeah, there's always the thing of being with your friends, but you know, we all know that doesn't always work out, you know? But then you have to share the ball more. You have to share time. You have to share leadership as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a big move. And I still go back to that time, like it was 38 years ago, like 4 years ago. If LeBron hadn't had that whole decision thing, no one would have cared. It would have been pretty bad for Cleveland.
Yeah.
But it would have been like, well, he decided to move on. And it seems like the opposite's happening this time with him, where they say, well, this was a much classier way of doing it. This is a more mature LeBron James. And I'm sitting back going, he didn't hold a TV special, but he didn't just sign a contract with the Cavs. He decided to ghostwrite an article, because if anybody thinks he wrote that, I mean, come on. And I'm not calling the guy dumb or anything. I'm just saying he didn't write that.
But he clearly didn't write that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he raped all those people. But he did do that. Yeah, you know, it's one of those cases.
Oh,
yeah.
It raped all the fans of Miami?
Dude, how funny are those memes, though, of, like, LeBron running, and there's people behind him saying, Miami Heat fans following him to the Cleveland bandwagon or something like that.
Yeah.
See, well, which we can get to in a second. But my new thing is I try to steer everything. So we try and get a linear sort of show. I'm not very good at it.
I remember by the end of our audio experience days, you were excellent at taking the steering wheel.
Yeah, well, not so much anymore.
Me and Eric tried to drive us into a tree, so
I said yes, mostly Eric. So instead of just signing the contract and going cool him with the Cavs, it was a big Sports Illustrated article. He goes to Brazil so he doesn't have to answer any questions about it.
Yes.
And that's what like it was Friday, right? Yeah, Friday. That they're saying that, you know, LeBron, I'm coming home. This big thing with his arms out and, you know, his little nice little eloquent piece that somebody else wrote for him. And So, but there was no, like, I checked the Cavs Twitter account. I don't know if they've even made it official yet. But all day Friday, the Cavs Twitter account never said anything.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, even Dan Gilbert came out saying, yeah, great. I'm very happy the Cavs, you know, LeBron's coming home. The Cleveland Indians, which was one of the funniest things I saw, was the Indians' Twitter account said, it's a great time to be a Cleveland sports fan. And I just responded back, or I meant to. I didn't get around to it. Yeah, unless you're a fan of the Indians or the Browns.
Right.
Yeah. What an idiotic thing to say when your team's in third place going nowhere.
I saw a quote from a Cleveland Browns player saying he accepts the challenge where the Browns are going to win a Super Bowl before the Cavs win an NBA championship. Like, on what planet?
When I lived outside of Cleveland, the Browns were pretty damn good. And on two occasions, they were, you know, one drive and one play away from being in the Super Bowl. They've been gone, and they've been garbage ever since.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback back then?
Bernie Kosar was quarterback when I was there.
Miami.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And then, who was it? Vinny Testaverde. He was, yep. And that's when they ran Bill Belichick out of town as coach.
Well, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was not good back then. And then I moved, so I didn't get it.
He's not good. He's not a good coach, but that's another matter. That's awesome.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll save that one. We'll save that for NFL time because I'm really curious to know what you're talking about. So, but yeah, it's a cool story that he's come back to Cleveland, but it's just kind of weird. Right.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the only thing I have to equate it to, and it's not nearly as big of a story, obviously, but it was the Detroit people when Sergei Fedorov left and went to the Anaheim Ducks.
Okay.
People were pissed off about that. But that's literally it. I mean, so
Did he end up coming back?
No, he never did. I'm sorry. That's okay. What I meant was he just left and that was it. You know, it was never, there was nothing else to it. It was, you know, the Venom was there, but nothing like the LeBron James stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really relate to it because I'd rather live in Miami any day of the week, but he just seems like he was really homesick, you know? Like, in a way that we couldn't really understand. Because he left championships on the table. He left money on the table because the Heat could offer more money. The Heat probably have a better chance of winning titles the next 2 years with LeBron than the Cavs do with LeBron. So, really, like, what else is there other than I want to go home? I've been scratching my head trying to think of some other reason.
Yeah.
Unless he really believes in that young roster, which I don't.
See, that's the part you would know more about, like the roster moves and all that. Like, you know, they keep talking about Andrew Wiggins not being part of a trade, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. So, I'm like, just trade him. Who cares? Okay.
19-year-old rookie. Just trade him.
Yeah, who did he play for in college? Do you know? I know he was the number one pick.
Kansas.
Okay.
Kansas.
Okay. I think the name sounds familiar then, but and really even basketball for college, I'll watch Michigan games and then I'll watch the tournaments. That's about all.
Sure.
Just basketball is just not an interesting sport to me. So.
Well, my king drafted your boy. So.
Oh, Stauskas? Yeah.
Stauskas with the 8th overall pick.
Yeah. He shouldn't have come out of school.
Excited about that?
Yeah.
No. You're right.
He's not going to develop for another year or two. He's too small. I mean, And here's when I start talking like this, it's not that I know exactly what I'm talking about, but I compare him to what other people in the NBA look like. All right, like
sure,
LeBron James is a monster of a human being. He's 6'5" and shredded. Yes. I'm trying to think of a white guy like Dirk Nowitzki always looks soft. No, there was.
Nah, he's European though. All the Europeans soft.
Who's Kevin Love's like a solid looking dude. Yeah, he's a white guy.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So just to keep it on a white to white basis, Kevin Love, but he also put on like muscle and pounds once he got to the NBA.
Yes.
So that's what Stauskas is going to need, because he's a shooter, but he's got to be able to defend. And he's going to get eaten alive.
Yeah, that's my fear exactly. He's going to get pushed around to no end on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And the Kings already have a lot of guys who suck at defense, so this is scary to me.
Well, I guess that's where being a professional athlete kicks in, though. And, it's time that... Now you can work out all the time. Because, in college, all they do is go home and study. Wink, wink.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Woo!
Yeah. No, it's always funny to see those guys come out. And, one guy that was a good defender and was a good shooter was Rip Hamilton. And I'm going to the Pistons. Because that's the only team I really know or follow.
Rip Hamilton. Is he the one with the face mask thingy?
Yeah. I don't even know if he plays anymore.
I have no idea. Looking it up.
Yeah. I know Tayshaun Prince still plays. Everybody else from that team.
Last year.
I know Rasheed Wallace is retired. Chauncey Billups didn't have his contract renewed. So I think he's just retiring. He'll go to the Pistons front office. Ben Wallace is no longer in basketball that I know of. Not in the NBA, at least.
Right? Hamilton is still playing, but he's a free agent. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so him and Tayshaun Prince, I guess, are the only two. If even Tayshaun Prince is still playing.
Yeah.
Because I know he got traded, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Right.
But going back to LeBron, though, I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe you're right. That's just what it was. But I also wonder if for whatever reason, if he hadn't won any championships, somehow in Miami, he wouldn't be backing. He wouldn't be back in Cleveland. I saw someone equate him going to Miami as him going to college for 4 years.
Right.
And he got a bunch of sorority pussy when he was there. He was got everything he wanted. And then it was like, well, I got to grow up now and then leave. But I don't know, man. I've been to Cleveland, and there are nice parts, but I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
I've never been to Miami.
Right.
I'm just going to guess Miami's a better place to live.
Guaranteed.
I mean, beaches, Cuban food all over the place, probably. Fresh seafood.
Oh.
And then the stray hurricane, I suppose. But hey, you can't have everything. So.
There wasn't one in the 4 years that LeBron was down.
Well, they're
there.
Fucked come this year then. we know exactly what's going to happen.
They certainly
now.
Are.
Well, actually, does Miami... I mean, this is a dumb question, too. Does Miami actually get hurricanes? Well, never fucking mind. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I believe their college team is named the Hurricanes.
Yes. That's why I'm laughing. Because as soon as I finished that sentence, the back of my head, I was like, you're an idiot. Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. Ooh. But, that's what, we were on Messenger. I'm like, What were you talking about? The you were talking about the fans hanging outside of LeBron's house or something.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned this. Yes,
I have
so
not
many
seen
pink,
that.
Pasty white people.
I haven't seen it. I did look for it, but I never did end up finding it. But okay. Just basing it off of food, staying in Miami is going to be a better idea.
Absolutely.
Because I just don't see LeBron as a big, you know, kielbasa and sauerkraut guy for some reason.
Right?
And that's where all the Polacks are, man. I'm
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah, people eat that, like, meat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's diet was some sort of kielbasa, sauerkraut, and herring out of a jar. Ugh.
like the grandpa on Grumpy Old Men, go to the grocery store and get just bacon?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather had a heart attack, dude. Yeah, Burgess Meredith. He's like, you know what I have for breakfast? A pound of bacon. What do I have for lunch?
Yes.
A pound of bacon. You know what I have for dinner?
Right.
A pound of bacon. Now, he said something else or something. But yeah, that was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
That first one was a good movie, the first one.
It was.
Yeah, I think, isn't everybody in that?
I went to the theater with my first girlfriend to see that movie. So.
You went to the theater with who?
With my first ever girlfriend.
Oh,
to
wow.
See that movie.
How'd that work? How'd that work out?
Not bad. She was a pretty good girlfriend. Worked out all right.
So were you one of those like teenage couples that went to the movies and made out the whole time?
Nah.
No, I wasn't either.
Nah, I think that's gross and stupid. No. Mm-mm.
I didn't even think about the gross and the gross part. I never thought about the stupid part for sure. I mean,
oh yeah.
Well, a movie back then was what, $5, showing our age, I guess.
Something like that, yeah.
But that was also when minimum wage was what, $3.25 or something, or $4.25.
Right? Yeah.
So you go to a movie, and I'm spending $10 on a movie. No. I want to see this movie. I'm getting my money's worth. I was always like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was always like that. I don't know if that's frugal or whatever it is, but yeah, it was always no. We'll do everything afterwards. You know,
right.
So, right.
Speaking of going to the movies and girlfriends, I had a girlfriend in college who would sit right next to people at the theater.
Oh. Why?
And I'm like, really? Like, it's embarrassing. Like, that's just an etiquette thing. You gotta leave at least one space if there's room.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Ew. Who was that? That wasn't the old Beck, was it?
No. Her name was Renee.
Oh.
And she didn't last very long. I told her to just walk away, Renee.
As soon as you said Renee, that song popped in my head, too.
Yeah.
Great. Now I'm going to be... At least I know what music to start the show with this time. So, if I can find it.
Yes! You always pick hip and ironic songs, and I always just take oldies. So, that's how you know the difference between picking the songs.
Yeah, mine are usually, well, I almost said up to date, but they probably won't be right now, so I'm stuck in a weird old loop, so.
Good, welcome.
There's just nothing, I was listening to, before, I'm going to get ready to cancel it, but I was listening to SiriusXM, and I turned it on the R&B station, the old stuff, and really liked that. So, you know, with the easily accessible like media now of all sorts, you know, you find one, and then on YouTube, hey, it suggests these. Okay, I'll get into that. And all of a sudden, you just, you're increasing your, you're increasing your knowledge in like 5 seconds. It's great.
Yes, exactly.
But mm-hmm. there hasn't been anything new that's made me do that. Like,
same here.
Yeah. Trying to think, like, besides groups that I listen to, all right, I guess I should take that back, but the album actually came out last year. It's a band called Iron Sheik, mm-hmm. spelled C-H-I-C.
Okay.
They're just a little awesome, goofy. Nick. Yeah. But they're just a goofy punk band. It's nothing groundbreaking or new. Sure. It's just good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just getting old, but none of the stuff sounds good. It all sounds the same to me. So,
the newest band that I like, I actually discovered from watching Artie's show.
What's
you
that?
You know, Artie Lang?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The band is Caveman.
Caveman. All
they're
right.
really good. Yeah, they're really good. Artie's had them on 2 or 3 times. They always impress.
Hey, that show got canceled, right? Or
I haven't watched it in a long time. I don't know.
All right, yeah. Yeah, well, that might be one of the reasons you don't watch it anymore, because I know Nick DiPaolo left.
Because I can.
Yeah. Well, Nick DiPaolo left, which they never explained why he left, did they?
Artie was really secretive about it. They never really gave a straight answer.
Yeah, and Nick's never. I listen to Nick's podcast all the time, and he's never said anything either. Mm-hmm. And he even had Artie on the show, and they didn't even mention it.
It's nice that they're still friends; like it wasn't a falling out.
Well, that's what they made a big deal about Artie Lang being on his podcast. So it was like immediate, as soon as immediate download listen, they didn't once bring it up.
Yep.
And
right,
I don't know. I kind of like that though. Like and I'm not trying to steer back to LeBron, but because I think that, you know, there's still more on tap with that. But it's so easy now to access everything. You know.
Yep.
So to keep something like a secret, like not even a secret, but really just a matter of it's none of your business, sort of thing.
Right.
That it's just, I don't know, it's almost admirable how it never leaked out. So
exactly.
But yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah. And I guess in a way to bring the LeBron thing back, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder, it kind of goes to the Sports Illustrated article, like how long were they sitting on that? And
right.
The other thing that I thought was
I know the answer, actually.
Oh yeah? What's that?
How long was Sports Illustrated sitting on the story?
Yeah.
Since Wednesday.
All right.
So that would be like 2 days.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so I was totally waiting for you to make a joke there. So.
Nope. I know the answer. I know the story, so.
Oh. Well, shit. All right.
The article was... Here's the shit part for Heat fans. The article was written and given to Sports Illustrated before he met with Pat Riley.
Wow.
So.
Well, why wait till Friday?
Yeah. You tell me.
Huh. Well, I guess because in one way he put that out there and then was out of the country, so he didn't have to deal with anything.
That's why you wait for Friday.
Yeah, because I'm thinking I haven't actually seen him say anything.
No.
Yeah, I mean there's been no press conference. There's been nothing. Huh? Good nothing. For him. I mean.
Yeah.
I've said it before with you, with Eric, Kevin, Shahid. If you want to stay out of trouble and you want to stay out of the limelight, you can do it really easy. And I right. guess that I guess maybe that's just what he's doing this time. Or,
yes.
Or I guess he announced
so
it.
So in that respect, he's handling better. He's not making a huge spectacle of
yeah.
it. He's just he just took too long to do it, in my opinion.
Well, how old was he when he signed with the Heat? Because he was with the Cavs, what, 7 years? 6 years?
He was with the Cavs for 7 years and then with the Heat for four.
So he's 29 right now?
29 or 30, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just... I don't know. I don't know if at 25 you're, especially in that situation, if you're as smart as you should be or could be, if you got, you know... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm smarter now than I was at 30, and smarter at 30 than I was at 20. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And maybe the people that surround him. I mean, before, you know, I guess maybe having a family and kids settles you down. But I still say the championship part is a big factor in that. You know.
Yep.
But... But yeah, that is interesting, though, that it was Wednesday. Because I know that was the big meeting with Pat Riley was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yep.
All right, so yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it was later in the day. So he had already made up his mind, so I suspect that the meeting with Riley was him telling Riley that he's leaving. I would hope, you know.
Well, so would I, but then...
didn't string Riley away.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you on that one.
No, go ahead. Go.
But then, what do you make of the Heat? The Heat. What do you make of the Heat owner coming out on Twitter saying, "I'm shocked and disappointed, but I want to thank LeBron for 4 years." Like, why wouldn't Pat Riley call his boss and go, "We got some work to do," like that Wednesday?
So he didn't tell Pat Riley. Because
maybe
they. Thought until Friday morning that they had him. So.
Or maybe he told Pat
see
Riley.
See what I'm doing there?
Oh, doing another decision sort of thing? Or did I miss the point there?
But he couldn't have told Riley because they thought until Friday morning that they had him. So the whole meeting with Riley was bullshit.
Yeah, or Pat Riley just didn't have it in it to tell the owner. Maybe that was an agreement too. Which
I can't. That's it. Yeah.
But I can't see Pat Riley taking orders from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't seem the type. So, I don't know, man. It really was done in dramatic fashion again, just less dramatic this time.
Yep.
So,
right.
Now, we were disagreeing about this, because you were surprised he was going back to Cleveland because of the Dan Gilbert thing.
Yes.
Okay. And it actually came out, which, that, you know, him and LeBron did talk, and he apologized, and LeBron even apologized for the way he did things, you know, but they did it in private.
Yeah, speaking of great restaurants... Speaking of great restaurants in Miami, they met at the Rusty Pelican. Wonderful seafood there. Go ahead.
Is that... You know what? We haven't done this in a while, because I don't know if the Rusty Pelican's a real place or not. I used to be so good at
this. Do you think I'm lying to you?
I don't know. I know you, though. So... Oh, yeah, it is a real place. All right.
I haven't told what. Yeah, really good seafood there.
All right. Yep. So there's that. All right.
I am plugged in Miami stuff. Prime 112, Rusty Pelican, Joe Stonecrab. Do it.
But doesn't the Rusty Pelican sound like a sexual position?
It sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it sounds like a really painful. Position.
I think.
Why is it rusty?
Well, that's the thing, because there's a place in Charlotte here. It's called the Rusty Onion.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And it turns out it's a pizza joint. And they got some pretty good pizza.
But I don't know like why it's the rusty onion. Rusty is just a horrible word because it's just
it. Yeah, it sounds like creaky and clacky and like it's really painful.
Right, and so. It's literally decomposing metal.
So, there you go.
You know, it doesn't give off the greatest vibe, you know, but
I know.
But no, like. Everyone seemed shocked that he would go back to play for Dan Gilbert. And yeah. The solution was literally as easy as it was. They got together and met and apologized.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like watching some of these the media stuff, that's good enough. Like, they still don't understand that. Like, even though, well, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. If the apology was good enough for LeBron, it should be good enough for your dumbass. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
Preach.
I just don't get why... Like, and it goes back to what I was saying earlier about if you want to do something in private and keep like low-key, you can accomplish that.
Yeah.
No one had any idea they met. And they met at the Rusty Pelican. Of all places.
Right.
Which is probably one of those where like only locals go.
Yeah, how did this go unnoticed?
How
the hell did no one at the Rusty Pelican notice?
Yeah. But one reason could be that LeBron James is there. Okay? And everyone knows LeBron. Yeah. But Dan Gilbert, no one knows who the hell he is.
No one knows who the hell he is. Yeah. Yep.
So that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, it's like, you know...
And he has a lot of business interests, so they figured it was just some business guy, probably.
Yep, yeah.
If they cared to think about it at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I don't know who... I don't know which guy it was on ESPN, but they were talking about, like, the letter that Dan Gilbert wrote and, you know, how he was personally uncomfortable with it, and Dan Gilbert never came out and apologized. I'm like, well, it wasn't written at you. It wasn't written about you.
Yeah.
And has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So I'm confused why this is an issue.
You're right.
But then this is where we disagreed. The only thing I thought that letter that Dan Gilbert did wrong is he didn't react as an owner. He reacted as a fan.
Yeah.
It always read that way to me that he was an angry blogger, or he was an angry message board fan. He puts it up,
yeah.
It sends it out. And
as an owner, you have to be more dignified than that.
Yes.
You know, he's doing what I did after LeBron left Miami, which is not appropriate. Just sobbing all over the place and whatever. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I saw the letter. In all seriousness, there was like a slave owner gist to the letter. You know, like how dare this slave who makes me money leave my plantation? That was the gist that I got from the letter. I thought it was very racist.
See, that's so weird.
And inappropriate.
See, I didn't get that at all. And.
Mm-hmm.
I still stick to the fan part, but based off like what you said, couldn't you also see it as this guy like, here's a guy that was making him a ton of money, you know,
right.
and he was. Have you seen a Cleveland Cavs jersey anywhere else? They used to be everywhere, with James's stuff on it.
Never.
Yeah, so he's making him money, And you know, he's making him a lot of money, mind you. He was getting his team to the playoffs, making all that money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when it comes to free agency, he calls 5 minutes before he's leaving, and then on national TV embarrasses the shit out of you.
Right.
So I don't get the slave. I don't get I've tried to reread the thing,
Because, you know, once it's on the internet, it's there forever. I've never gotten that vibe from it. I just saw it as a guy out of his mind angry. And apparently he wrote that thing. His PR department didn't write it, nothing. So
no, I've heard from people who kind of know that he did write it.
Yeah.
You know. That was him from the heart.
Yeah. So. But I mean, maybe there was a personal relationship there that just immediately got destroyed, you know? Cuz it's a pretty shitty thing to do like 5 minutes ahead of time. And I know you're a free agent. So nothing should have been set in stone, but I don't know.
Here's my stance on it.
Okay.
It wasn't really blindsiding because he fulfilled the contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like you can turn that around and say, just like with the Heat didn't know until Friday.
Yeah.
He didn't owe it to the Heat to tell them before that. He fulfilled the contract. 4 years with the Heat. The contract's up. He owes them nothing else.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. Well, but that's the part where that's the part where I saw it as the fan. That's why I just saw that letter as a fan writing it. But I guess if LeBron James was a white guy, would that slavery overtone still be there though? I think I think that's another big part of it, because the NBA, you know, as the Donald Sterling things point that everyone seems to be okay with pointing out that the NBA is a black league. Or, I'm sorry, an African-American league.
Watch yourself.
Well, it depends on the person you hear. Like I know.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing the show with a racist scumbag.
Yes, that's, yeah.
I'll have just here. Yeah.
That's me. And tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for We Watch Stuff podcast with me and the Muslim black guy.
He's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah. I joke about that, and that's about it. But I don't know. Maybe it's because it's rational people looking at something rationally. But I still think if it was Kevin Love that did that and that same note would have come out, it would have been like, oh, listen, look at this idiot doing this stuff. But I don't think that racial part would have come into it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. I never considered that. I jumped on the bandwagon as well, and maybe just subconsciously because he's black and the owner's white. Like, let's say the owner was black and the player was white. You know? All these different things could change, and maybe the tone wouldn't be taken the same way.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's still.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's still that part that, well, maybe not. I don't know. You know, I think I would have, if the situation was reversed and someone would have said that, maybe, I would have also said, well, yeah, you know, that is pretty weird. And in the NBA, it's such a small team. What is it, 13 players? 12?
12 players and 3, non-active. Okay. But basically 12.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So really, you've got that small camaraderie as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like for the NBA, I think the investment's larger in players. So I think that the venom, that's all that letter was, which is pure venom, would be a lot stronger. You know. But, and I also. I don't know. We're not all the same on this site, but we all are pretty rational-ass people. So we never really... we don't. None of us try to be. We just, you know. We're rational as long as it's in jive with our opinion. That's rational, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So. Certainly. But no, and I can see how he would go work for that guy again. You know, it's not like he didn't pay him. It's not that, well, I almost said he didn't disparage him, because he sure as shit disparaged that guy.
Yes.
I just don't see
how... Yeah, but I can totally understand. I can understand where both sides would be upset at the other, you know?
Well...
I get it.
Yes, yes.
On both ends.
But I also wholeheartedly agree with you, though, when you said he fulfilled his contractual obligation to him. It's,
right.
You know,
he didn't owe Miami anything.
Yeah, and
it wasn't up to him to tell Miami earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when you go, hey, wherever you work, you give him a 2 weeks notice because I got another job.
Right.
Well, that doesn't exist in these things. You have an entire year notice that I potentially am leaving.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I used to be, and I don't know, I don't know if you've been the same way, but when guys would leave, even in wrestling too.
Yeah.
Like guys would leave for a better payday somewhere else, and they get, like, everyone would chant, mm-hmm. "You sold out," at them.
Right.
Hey, how childish is that now?
Seriously.
Because I distinctly remember going, wow, that guy left? That's bullshit. I can't believe he'd do that to somebody.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't know. There is such a thing as loyalty, but in business, is there?
Right.
So.
Oh, I remember. The first thing that came to mind when you said that was Al Snow's last match in ECW. Where he was facing Bam Bam Bigelow, and he was the babyface, and Bigelow was the heel, and the fans were chanting for Bigelow because, you know, Snow sold out. And it's like, no, he wasn't making anything in ECW, mm-hmm. you know? Plus, if you remember, that was right after he faced Shane Douglas for the world title, and Douglas was a walking zombie. And they didn't give him the belt. They kept it on Douglas. He had no reason to stay.
Yeah.
He made a business move for his family.
Oh, see, now I'm going to have to... I've never seen that. I'm going to have to YouTube that one. No, I've never seen that. Is that... No, they didn't throw all the heads in the ring then, did they? I guess they wouldn't have.
But. Oh, it was crazy. Snow versus Douglas. Yeah. It was awesome.
Sorry, I was...
I think the ring was broken from Bigelow versus Taz earlier in the night.
Oh, wow. Okay, but that, you know what? That's probably why no one remembers it then. No one being me. That.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, it's just such a silly thing. You can be loyal to something, but you know what? It's also a part of the business that they should be loyal to you, too, and do whatever they can to keep you, to show that loyalty. And,
that's,
you know...
Right.
And you can come halfway, you know, they have the hometown discounts, whatever, but, like, mm-hmm. one of Elise's friends, her husband got called up to the vice president's office a few weeks ago, and he thought he was getting fired. But they out of the blue, increased his paycheck by, like, $11,000 a year.
Whoa!
Just because they wanted to show him how much they appreciated him. And didn't want to lose him to another business.
Wow.
Yeah, that's unheard of.
Yes.
So, but I mean, it... But it, so, in that respect, that's the business showing loyalty to this employee. Because it was unsolicited.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for another job. He never said anything about looking for another job.
Wow.
So that's okay, but you wanting to go somewhere else to find more money is not okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just weird.
Exactly.
It's just...
Yeah. Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of got off track, but whatever. So...
That's all right. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And as the dog barks, I was about to say, it's time to wrap this bad boy up. We've been going a while. So...
We have been.
We don't want to burn our audience out already, so.
That's right.
But
plus, there's dangerous drugs to use. used.
Yes, copious amounts. So.
That's right.
All
right,
let me get a swig of water here, so I can get these plugs out of the way. All right, so if you liked the show, cool. If you didn't, it'll get better. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you can follow us, Stunt Granny, on all social media. You can get on iTunes to look for the show. It's called Stunt Granny Presents. It'll say The Audio Experience. We've stolen the name. Just deal with it. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Granny Maze. Dusty is... You're Stunt Dusty, right?
That's right.
Yeah. When you don't use Twitter very often, do you?
I don't. And yeah. I use it for stupid things, too. But
yeah. Yes. Whatever. Which
follow me anyway.
Yeah, which is always fun to watch, though, because you don't use it that often, and then all of a sudden you go in these runs where you're just naming, like, weird food combinations, and then you're gone for a month. It's great. So yes.
Yeah.
Or Dusty will purposely troll really weird causes, which is also fun. Yes. But follow us, Stunt Granny, on that. I'm on Instagram, the same thing. Granny Maze on everything else you can find us. We also have a new Twitter account. It's called Sippy Time Beer. You can follow the beers that Kevin and I are drinking on a regular basis. So feel free and follow that. So that's Kevin's baby, but, you know, we're trying to get that pushed too. We're trying to make some money, God damn it. So there's that. So I'm out of here. We'll talk to you guys next week, and have a fun time.
All right. Well, for Jeremy Maze, I am Dusty Giebing. For my barking dog, Sophie, and we will try to do better next time.